Some people have also questioned the condition of Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez. On Monday, Chavez declared himself free of the cancer he's been fighting for more than a year. This is not the first time Chavez has said he's cured, and nobody knows if he really is. So Venezuelans now talk of who could someday succeed their all-powerful leader. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Caracas.
In Venezuela, no one in President Chavez's one-man government publicly talks about a country without him. For 13 years, he's consolidated his hold on power while nationalizing farmland and seizing private companies. And now, even with cancer, he remains a political force.
Los hijos de Bolívar! Las hijas de Bolívar!
The charismatic populist has lately been projecting that image in fiery speeches ahead of the October 7th presidential election. Chavez is seeking a fourth term, even though he's told Venezuelans that he's had three surgeries to remove a tumor. The cancer treatments have sidelined him for much of the year and sparked speculation that he could die. The details of his condition remain a state secret. But at meetings of the movements that make up Chavez's coalition, there's talk of how the president's so-called socialist revolution may have to go on without him. One of those movements, Venezuelan Revolutionary Currents, is led by Ramses Reyes.
El socialismo en Venezuela no se va a acabar ni siquiera el día que por causas ajenas a nuestra voluntad no exista Chávez.
Socialism in Venezuela won't end if Chávez is no longer here, Reyes says. It'll continue to expand. Politics professor Luis Alberto Buto says that kind of debate is going on throughout the government's power structure.
Porque obviamente un partido tiene que considerar los escenarios en los cuales se va.
Obviously, Chavez's socialist party needs to consider all possible scenarios that may take place in the short to long term, says Buto. Buto says if Chavez is forced to drop out before the election, his party would have to choose a successor to run in his place. A six-year term is at stake. And if Chavez runs and wins and then dies in the first 4 years of the new term, new elections would have to be called. The opposition's challenger in the October election, Enrique Capriles, says he wants Chavez to run so he can beat him and overturn his socialist revolution.
Y queremos además que ese sea el candidato, que además tenga larga vida, porque queremos que vea con sus ojos la Venezuela que vamos a construir de progreso.
We want him to have a long life, Capriles told supporters recently, so he can see the Venezuela of progress that we'll build. But if Chavez is forced out by cancer, three aides have emerged as possible successors. They are loyalists who've increasingly been seen inaugurating public projects on state TV or accompanying Chavez during his ordeal. Diosdado Cabello, the president of Congress, is one of them. In 2002, he worked to ensure Chavez's return after coup plotters briefly ousted the president and read aloud a televised proclamation taking power.
Se suspende de sus cargos a los diputados principales.
Others who've been increasingly visible include Foreign Minister Nicolás Maduro and Vice President Elías Hawa. There's yet another possible scenario. Chavez could go with his brother and confidant, Adán. He's close to Cuba's communist government, which supports Chavez. He also introduced a young Chavez to radical political thought. And then there's Rosa Virginia, one of Chavez's daughters. She doesn't have an official job.
Corazón de Rosa y de millones de corazones.
But in clips from state TV, she's shown at her father's side on his trips to Cuba for cancer treatments, listening silently as he talks to the cameras. Eduardo Semtey, who helped take Chavez to power in the 1990s, believes the president will want someone with his last name in the presidential palace.
La experiencia nos dice que en presidentes o líderes.
Semtey says history shows that all powerful leaders like Chavez often turn to family in times of crisis. Juan Ferrero, NPR News.
Thanks for joining us on this summer morning on your local public radio station, which brings you Morning Edition, makes it possible. You can also follow us throughout the day on social media. You can find us on Facebook and on Twitter, where we're at Morning Edition and at NPR InSkip.